She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are home prices up right now? Yes, they are. But interest rates are down. We can still secure a purchase for you at a very affordable price. Why not get some security for your family? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is Heidi Slagle Points.
Hello.
Hello. So, we're so sorry we got started a little bit late today. It is Wednesday. We are on YouTube. We are live at 5. We'll call it 5:06 p.m. We're a couple minutes late. I had some technical difficulties, as usual, always trying to get this sound down right, and finally got it good. And Heidi was here in the studio, and now Heidi is back to Zooming with us, or whatever you'd call what we're doing. What are we doing? House party?
House party today.
House party today. So anyway, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do? Well, we bring you all kinds of tools and advice around real estate and mortgage lending. We talk to you all about buying a house. What are your steps? What should you do? How do you get started? Refinancing your home, paying off debt, lowering your interest rate, maybe dropping the term a little bit, you know, fewer years. Everybody's got a different reason, scenario, and story behind which program works best for them. And so we're constantly trying to bring you all of the information, education, and advice that you need. This is actually our catching up with mom period of the show. So we're going to do a little bit of that. Last week's show, we actually did all catching up with mom, which was kind of fun because I've missed my Heidi. I haven't, she hasn't been here at the office. And then obviously I was out and on the road. And even if she was here, I still wouldn't have seen her. So we had to do a little bit of extra catching up last week. But this is definitely our catching up with mom piece. So how's your week been going? What do you got happening this week, Heidi?
You know what? Honestly, just busy.
Yeah.
Busy, busy, busy with work. And Christopher got to start modified school.
They're doing that in Arizona, not here in California yet, but yes. Yes.
Yeah. So he got to go to school yesterday for one day, and he'll get to go back on Friday.
And?
You know, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because his school actually is still continuing to be online. So the teacher's there, but they're doing everything on the computer.
Even at school?
Even at school.
Huh. Well, that's kind of weird. Then why go? Why put everybody in jeopardy?
Right. So I didn't realize that's what it was going to be. So, I'm going to give it a little while and see how it goes.
Right. All right. All right. Well, that's new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our kids still aren't back to school, which is okay. So nothing new to report there. Still trying to dredge through all of the housework and the repairs that are happening. And I'm exhausted. I did not know. Well, I knew. They tell you when you buy it. But, you know, you buy a Sleep Number bed. My husband's had two back surgeries, neck surgery. I mean, you know, we have to have something that will accommodate, you know, him and make him comfortable, or else it's just a miserable day for him. So everybody out there with back pain and sufferers, I'm sure you guys can totally relate. That bed makes all the world of difference as far as your life goes. I mean, living, how you feel the next day, just trying to get out of bed and stand up. So we got the Sleep Number bed about a year ago. And they do tell you when you buy it, you know, that you can't move it yourself. You have to actually call, and they have to come out and move it, or you avoid your warranty. So, you know, we're doing the repairs and the construction to the house, and we're fixing the bathrooms. And obviously we wanted, when you're doing that, you're going to do everything. So we're putting a new carpet and you got to move all the beds and everything. So we could technically be back at home full time functioning as usual, but we just don't have our bed put back together yet. So we have been sleeping on an air mattress. And I got to tell you, even for somebody without back issues, without back pain, no problems whatsoever, I hurt. I can hear your doggies going on in the background back there. but I hurt. I mean, I'm over it. I am done. The Sleep Number people come out on, it's either Friday or Saturday. I don't even know. It can't get here fast enough. And then we are finally in and it's over. And so I'm just so looking forward to that because we are just done. It was like, try to get out of their way, stay out of their way. We did that for a month. And you get to the point where you're like, cannot spend another day in this motorhome. We got to go back. And you're like, I don't care what I have to do. I'll sleep on an air mattress. Now I'm like, I'm going back to the motorhome tonight and I'm sleeping in a bed.
Right. Well, it's been quite the adventure for you guys.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
But I'm sure you guys cannot wait to sleep in your bed.
In
the house.
Yes, yes. That is the goal. That is the goal. So we should be there, I would say, by like Friday or Saturday this week. And then hopefully after that, we're good to go. So very much looking forward to that. Very much over all of the construction and, you know, the people inside of the house are doing the last of, they've got a couple of extra little things to do today's Wednesday. So tomorrow they're going to do a little bit. Hopefully, I think they're coming Friday to put my bed together and they should be out of my house and back to normal. Now, we had, you know, pipes break and you redo the bathroom and then when you're redoing the bathroom, you're moving windows. And so now the outside of my house looks like trash. And now we're going to have to repaint the outside of the house, but they're at least outside. You know, these guys are working outside, not inside. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that and ready to just get back to business as usual, you know, get out of bed, stand up straight, not hurt when you wake up. A little easier to get to work early in the morning like I used to. So very, very good. That's kind of been my catching up with mom phase. Anybody out there doing construction, remodeling their home, renovating, I feel for you. I understand it. I totally get it. If you just need somebody to complain to, give me a call. I'd be more than happy to listen. We can each drink a glass of wine. You can do it on your side. I'll do it on mine. And we'll just, you know, talk battle stories over construction. But, you know, we're going to be really happy. We're going to be super excited. The house looks great. I have nothing to complain about at all. But I'll tell you, the air mattress, and it's a queen. And we've still got little Zeke in the middle of the two of us. And so it's tight. It's uncomfortable. And the air mattress itself is not fantastic. So,
yeah. Well, you can only get so good of an air mattress. It's still an air mattress.
Yes. At the end of the day, it's an air mattress. So anyway, what do you do? All right. So what do you think about my shirt?
Well,
can you read it?
Yes. Yeah. We're family. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
Except for that it's Reese's Pieces, which, you know, won't go well with me.
Oh, I forgot you have peanut butter issues. Well, you know what? Halloween's coming. I wore my Halloween shirt yesterday, and now I'm wearing my We Are Family Reese's Peanut Butter Cup t-shirt. If you guys are listening on Saturday morning, if you watched us live on Wednesday, or you guys go back to YouTube and watch the show, actually watch us record this and we do it live, you guys can see me in my bright orange shirt. So I decided that in the spirit of Halloween, everybody's got their different, you know, status on Halloween. And some people are saying, you know, LA County's canceled it, no Halloween. Other people are saying, you know, we're doing it anyway. We're going trick-or-treating. We don't care what they say. I'm not giving any opinion, period. But I am making the spirit of Halloween alive. I am starting in September, and I'm going to wear my Halloween uniforms all the way through the end of October. So that is Mortgage Mom Radio's spirit of Halloween.
I love it. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
So I think any way we can bring the spirit of Halloween, we should bring it. So
absolutely.
I think I might jump on that bandwagon.
Right. Exactly. And then, you know, Manny was in his room today and he goes, it's 100 days till Christmas. And I'm like, that means that we have 107 days until 2021. That's still a really long time to go.
right.
We usually are figuring, you know, it's like 100 days to count down to Christmas. And you're like, oh, my goodness, it's 100. I'm like, it's 107 days till 2021. You know, we just got to get there.
Hurry up.
Right. But the holidays are coming. And, you know, that kind of we do need to talk mortgage. We didn't talk any mortgage last week. Yes. People do truly listen to the show because they want to know about mortgage. They want to know about real estate. They want to know what they should do. They need the education. They need the advice. And, you know, that just kind of brings me, this is very, very well in advance of getting into these holidays. And I want to make sure, especially this year, and I know it sounds silly, but hear me out. I'm going to do some mortgage mom, you know, prophecies right now. Inventory is low in everything. You can't find a motorhome. You can't find a car. You can't find speakers. You can't find computers. You can't find computer screens. Like, inventory is just low everywhere, and it's because of COVID. And so what is that going to do when we get to the holidays? If you can get something, there is a good chance that you may overbuy or overspend for it, and you're going to pay a little bit more to try to get that favorite toy that, you know, your kid just absolutely had to have. The PS5 dropped today. You know, people are starting to buy those PS5s right now and put them on order for, you know, the holiday season. And there's going to be a lot of people that get those, and then they're going to turn around and resell them, and they're going to sell them for more money off of eBay, and that kid had to have it. Everybody listen to me. It's been a rough year. Don't make it harder. Don't rack up the credit card debt. Don't overpay for what you need. Keep it simple. Keep it easy. Let's finish off 2021. It doesn't matter if it was the worst Christmas that your kids ever had because they didn't get 75 presents. They got 5. Just go with the flow. Keep your finances in order, because we're going to be talking in January and February about cash out refinances. We've had a ton of people this year take advantage of the really low interest rates, get into rates that we may never touch again. And obviously, we don't know what the future holds. But, you know, these rates are so low right now. Next year, January, next year, February, you're trying to pull cash out, pay off all that credit card debt that you racked up, and you may lose that interest rate that you just got. So I'm trying to give a little bit of forward advice far enough into the future that maybe y'all start thinking about it and, you know, truly taking into consideration what I'm saying. So, you know, I know that you can relate, Heidi. I'm sure that you're hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't agree more. I think nobody knows what's coming, where all of this is going to land with the pandemic and jobs and the economy, that I think it's a great time to start talking about do not overspend. And I think there's a lot of people out there saying, hey, things have been a little rough. I'll start buying now for the holidays so that I'm not crashing and burning at the end. But I don't know about you. I've done that. But I don't stop buying.
You keep going.
I start early so that I'm like, yeah, I'm ahead of the game. I don't have to put a lot on my credit cards. The problem is I still spend just as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not as good as you.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm not as good as you. I don't start in advance. I'm that, you know, person that waits till December 8th to start buying. Like I have to catch the date at the right time that Amazon packages can still make it to the house before Christmas. You know, so you get that cut off.
Yeah.
So I'm not as good at or as focused as you are. Matt's staring at us. I think Matt's got something going on.
Yeah. So got some comments over on YouTube. Erica says hi and sent a bunch of green and red hearts. I think she's excited for Christmas. Manny wants you to stop telling people not to buy overbuy because he needs people to buy from him.
Oh, Jesus.
Over on Facebook, Karen says amen. Sorry, this one's a little behind. I'm not sure to what that was regarding. And then Tammy, we see you lurking and not saying anything. So say hi.
All right. Well, hi, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Appreciate it. And no, Manny, my job as a mom is to tell you don't buy, to tell you to stop. Yep. He's bad. He's a bad kid. He's a bad boy. He's got to listen. He's got to learn. I told him last night, he's still fighting to get this new car. And I'm like, oh, You need to save to buy a condo. You need to save your money. You need to save your money. You need to save your money. And I'm just going to keep drilling it into him until I win. I'm just going to keep saying, no, he still lives under my roof. I'm still in charge whether he likes it or not. So we're going to get him into that condo. I said, you know, you need to get $35,000 to $40,000 put to the side so that you can buy yourself a place. And you could do that within the next year, year and a half, if you can reel yourself in. I mean, and that is the whole thing. And that's conversations I'm having day after day after day with everybody that's calling me about, where do I start? How do I get started? How do I buy a house? And that conversation, I'm not just having it with the people calling me. I'm having it with my own kid on a daily basis as well.
Erica also said she's excited about the PS5. So Manny, you might have a buyer. And Tammy did chime in to say hi.
All right. Well, I love it. Hey, Go Country, if you guys are watching us live at 5 on Wednesdays on YouTube, you guys would be able to chime in as well. Ask your questions. Give us your advice. Give us your thought process. We'd love to hear from you, and we want you guys to watch us. So it's every Wednesday on YouTube. And we are live at 5 o'clock on YouTube on Wednesdays. If you guys want to know when we go live so that you're not sitting there wondering, you know, are they on yet or are they not, go ahead and go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you click that notification button at the top so that you do know and you do get those notifications when we go live. If you like Facebook, we're obviously streaming through Facebook, and all you PS5 lovers out there, we are on Twitch as well. Those are for all you guys and all you gamers. So guys and girls and gals and gamers, we are twitching it. We are twitching it live. So you guys can follow us wherever you like, Mortgage Mom Radio. But if you want to see it in action, you want to see us do it, you want to watch us stumble, and you want to see what we look like, put a face to the voice, and, you know, ask us those questions, we'd love for you to throw those right into the feed. Matt's going to read those out loud for us, and we're going to answer them for you. You're going to see us do it, you know, right in action.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Do you have questions about a mortgage? Need some help with real estate? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee. 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Back to, you know, the purchases, though, and the you know, saving the money and the not spending. And so I was having a great conversation today with a new first-time buyer, and they're getting prepared and they're getting ready, and we're going through, well, what's your credit score, and, you know, how much money do you have saved, and, you know, what's your income, and kind of going through everything. And by the time we got off the phone, she had a good idea without me taking an application, just doing it all by hand. She had a really good idea of how much she is going to be a comfort level for her as far as sales price, and what I think that they're not going to have any problem affording or getting qualified for. She knows how much money that she needs to save, and she doesn't have quite enough yet, so she's going to work on that. And we were able to go through credit as well and give some advice what to do between now and then to get the credit score, you know, as high as possible, because that's obviously going to be a big, you know, factor in what interest rate will she get, which will affect her monthly mortgage payment and, you know, all of that good stuff. But as we were talking, you know, she goes, I mean, I guess I just have to make coffee in the coffee pot at home. And I'm going to have to buy sushi from the grocery store instead of go to the restaurant. And I mean, I guess me and my mom probably can't go out to dinner. You know, I can't, for the life of me, remember what the name of the place was that she was talking about today, the restaurant that she mentioned. And I was just like, exactly. You're hearing me. You know, that is the easiest way to save money. And I think that that is one thing with COVID that everybody has actually learned, is that we've all stayed home so much more that we haven't frivolously, spent on movies and movie theaters and popcorn and candy and going out to dinner. And, you know, although that's still happening, it's not happening as much. We have all hunkered inside, indoors, at home, in the backyard a lot more often than what we were doing before, which obviously is why, you know, economy's hurting. But at the end of the day, you can see how much that just changing habits can actually help you to get to where you need to be, to that goal. And that goal is really important. If you don't have that goal, you're not going to get there.
you know, we, it, and I think I've mentioned this before, is my husband was shocked at how much money we saved the second month in quarantine. And he's like, it can't be that much. And so I told him how much we saved. And of course, in his mind, he's thinking, how much shopping do you do behind my back?
And yeah,
that's, you know, and that's not all of it. It's stopping for lunch. It's, hey, let's just go grab dinner. Hey, let's go out and grab this. Let's grab that. Let's stop for coffee. And it's, you don't think about the $5 here, the $10 there. But when it's all the time,
yeah,
it's incredible how much you save.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely racks up. And no matter who you are, no matter what your income level is, no matter how much it you make, if you just tweak your spending a little bit or your habits just a little bit, it is absolutely amazing how much that you can put away and how fast that you can do it to come up with a down payment to be able to buy a house. I had, I think that I'm going to make this episode around our first time buyers because we haven't done one for first time buyers in quite some time. We've talked a lot about interest rates. We've talked a lot about refinances. Interest rates are low. Get in and do it now. It is a longer process these days. The loans are getting stuck. There's more loans and there are bodies to actually work them and process them. So it doesn't matter how fast I am. Doesn't matter how fast Heidi is. When the file gets stuck in our doc department and we can't get those closing docs out, you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and you're waiting. And it's not just us. It's happening industry-wide. So if you're in the middle of a refinance right now and you are frustrated, hear my words and understand what I'm saying. And if you'd love to have a longer conversation about it, give me a call and I will completely educate you and fill you in on exactly what is happening in the business and what is happening inside of the mortgage companies. I have friends all over at every company that there is, and there is not a mortgage lender that I have found yet that is doing less than 60 days for a refinance, and most are at about 70 to 120. So keep that in mind, but I do want to focus this show really on the first time buyer because we haven't talked about them in a while. It's been, you know, we're kind of going with the flow and what's happening and what's busy, and, you know, the refinances have kind of taken charge here recently. So back to our first time buyers that need to buy a house. You know, it is so important to have a game plan. And if you don't have a game plan, you're not going to ever do it. You're never going to get there. You need to know how to get there. You need to know, where does your credit score need to be? Can I get down payment assistance? Is down payment assistance worth it? I mean, I can tell you, we can go into that a whole nother episode, but it's not what it used to be. And I'm not feeling real comfortable writing it right now. You know, how much money do you need to have? What credit score do you need to have? How much money do you need to make? How much can you actually qualify for? Should you pay some debts off? Should you not pay those debts off? Should you take the money you've saved and pay debt off and utilize that, which is your down payment money? These are the questions I get all the time. And it's really, really important to know and to understand what should be the next step. What should I do? So I took an amazing phone call this week. It was a fireman that's, you know, out here in LA County, and he owns a property back in Texas, and he was living there for a while before he got the job with the fire, you know, department. And now he's got this house out there. He had renters. It's just trashed a place, and it's in Texas, and he's in California, and he doesn't own a home out here, and he's a veteran, and, you know, the house that he's got in Texas has VA financing on it, so, you know, he's not going to be able to buy as much in California with his VA loan because he already has another one outstanding. And so I tried to explain to him, I said, look it. You've got maybe $50,000 or $60,000 in equity in the property in Texas. And as much as I can tell you over and over and over again, and I've said it 100 times on my show, how important that it is to have investment property and to expand your portfolio and make sure that your, you know, real estate is a great place to be investing. You've got $50,000, $60,000 of equity in a property in Texas that is holding you back from having a primary residence in California that you're going to probably buy somewhere between, you know, $500,000 or $800,000. Think about the tax deductions, the write-offs from the property taxes and the mortgage interest and living in that home and your kids going to that school and, you know, having a place that is yours. It's not worth not being able to do that because you want to try to hold on to the portfolio in Texas. if we could refinance Texas and keep it for him and get him out of the VA so he's got full eligibility here in California, we would do that. But we don't have enough equity quite yet for an investor and in a conventional loan. So, I mean, truthfully, and I don't usually tell people to sell, I told him that was probably his best bet unless he's willing to continue to rent and stay, you know, be a renter. You know, it sometimes you've got to make those hard decisions, and sometimes getting rid of, you know, that investment property that you have is the better decision. And not always, but, you know, that's just a really good scenario of if you don't call, if you don't ask the questions, and you don't let us help guide you and tell you, well, if you don't sell that, you can buy $300,000. If you sell that, there is no loan limit anymore that you can go buy whatever you can qualify for, 600, 800, 900, $1 million, $1.2 million, you know, and that's a humongous deal.
Yeah. And you know what, speaking of that, I took a call last week or the week before, and it was for a first time home buyer. And someone had told them, you know what, just pay off all your debt. Well, their debt wasn't hurting them to qualify, but they needed the down payment. So they were saving all this money and really throwing it at some installment loans that didn't have bad rates. It just didn't make any sense for them.
Right.
They were already on their way to putting a down payment. So each answer is not necessarily specific to every person out there. Everyone has a different scenario, and calling in to make sure and talking through the whole scenario really is your best bet, because you never know if that's going to be the right answer for you.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, another question that I've had quite a bit of, you know, here recently is, you know, do you have down payment assistance? Okay. So yes, down payment assistance still exists. It was put on hold for a short period of time when COVID first hit. Weren't quite sure what was happening with that program. It came back. It is there. It is in full force. It is running. They did increase credit scores, so you do have to have a higher credit score. They are giving you less money in what you can, they're giving you less help, basically. They're not giving as much as they used to. And then there's still fees to take that down payment assistance. So the best way that I can explain, and it's going to be a little bit different for each person and how much money that they need and what they're looking to take. But the best way that I can explain it is, put it this way. If you need $5,000, you're going to owe 10 grand back. And I just don't financially feel like that is the best move to do that kind of program. If you're going to owe double back what you borrowed, if you have somewhere else that you can go to get the down payment, if you have an IRA or a 401k that maybe we could tap into to get the down payment so that you are maybe taking a loan against the 401k, now you're going to pay yourself back the interest. Now you're not getting penalized on taxes for pulling your money early, but you also don't owe double what you borrowed. So there, it is there. It is available. It is back. And I know that we told everybody we'd let them know when it came back. I'm not necessarily excited about it or happy about where the terms are at this point. So if I can figure out a better way to go for the client, I'm going to go a different direction. But it is there, and it is available. And so if anybody has questions about it, you guys feel free to call. I know I haven't said that once yet in the show, and it's like 30 minutes in or something. But right. You guys can always call the office. It's 844-935-3634. Get yourself an appointment. Get on my calendar. Let's talk one-on-one. Let's have that communication. Let's discuss you. Let's discuss your scenario. How much money do you have? What kind of price range do you want to be in? What do you think you need? You know, what sales price do you think you need to qualify for to buy what you need for your family? How much debt do you have? What kind of credit score do you need? You know, how can we repair the credit? Those are the things that we're going to go through in those consultations. And it's really, really important. You've got to start somewhere. I may not take your application that day. I'm probably not going to. But we're going to talk through you, through your scenario, and get you a couple of homework assignments to focus on and a goal to get to with how much money that you need. And everybody's different. You know, you might have to put a little bit more money down because you want to get into a little bit higher price, but you want a little bit lower monthly payment. So, you know, we're going to talk about you and your scenario and figure out where to start and get you those bullet points.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been hearing interest rates that just seem too good to be true? Well, guess what? Interest rates have dropped, and they're great right now. Give me a call. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do to get you into a better interest rate and a better cash flow for you and your family. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click contact us. Send me an email and I'll get back to you.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Any mortgage who is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926, also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Real quick, over on YouTube, Soul YW said, I made a change in our dinner plans on Wednesdays to leftover night so I can watch you live at 5.
I love it. That is amazing. And I love that leftover night because that means you are saving. So thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I love the comments and everybody out there listening. Please give us comments. We want to know you're there. Give us your thumbs up, like our videos, put your comments in the feed. Matt's going to read them. If you have a question for us, please get us that question. We are more than happy to answer it. And you'll see us do it like right in. Right. I mean, we're streaming live. I mean, you know, we're doing it Wednesdays live at 5. So thank you so much. Please, everybody take his lead. Change your dinner night to leftovers on Wednesday so you guys can watch Mortgage Mom Radio on YouTube. I love it. Thank you. So I don't know if you have any scenarios that you want to talk about, Heidi, that you've run into this week. I mean, I'm gonna be totally honest and I'm gonna lay it out there for everybody. Y'all know last week we did our catching up with mom and I said I was out of the office for 30 days. I really did work while I was on the road. Trust me, I didn't. It was not a fun thing to do, but I did it. But I obviously did as little as I had to get by. And Heidi definitely picked up the slack and took a lot of calls, talked to a lot of people, did a lot of counseling that I typically do. The rest of the team did what they had to do to try to help as best as they can. Carrie took a ton of calls. Larry took a ton of calls. I feel a little bit bad because I feel like I buried you guys, which I definitely did. And, you know, that it's really difficult when you're not used to that piece. You know, we all have our job that we do. And my job is talk to people, figure out what they're doing, help them plan, get their loan application in the system, take a look at it, right? And then you take over and you run with it and you make it happen. And so I know you've done a lot more conversations over the last 30 days. So give me something else that you've heard or that you guys have talked about that you feel is something really important, that it's a scenario that somebody else might be in that same boat today.
You know what? I think one that I've had really recently and quite a few clients have called and talked about pulling equity out of their property. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are worrying about where the property values are going to go. So some people are talking about, I want to, you know, think about pulling equity out so that I can have a savings plan. I don't plan on moving. So even if the market does go down,
then I have the
money, you know, as a safety net. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of questions about, well, is it worth it to pull the money out and pay X interest rate and put it in, you know, a savings account? And again, you know, it's all a personal, in what I tell them is the rates are great. So if you're going to do it, now's the time, because we don't know when these rates are going to come back, if they're ever coming back. So if you're going to pull it out, you're going to keep it as a safety net. One, you can always throw it back towards principal.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I've had a lot of interest in, we don't know where the market's going. We don't know where the housing market's going. I feel like maybe I should just pull it out. I don't want to pay anything off right now. I just want to have cash in hand.
Right. Right. And that has come up quite a bit. Yes. And the hard thing with that, and that kind of gets off of our first time buyers, but we can kind of reel it back in because everything kind of runs together. But that is more of a refinance question. And, you know, I've had come up quite a few times that same scenario. And that is very difficult to answer because obviously they're taking money out. And even if with the interest rates as low as they are, they're paying interest on money that they don't necessarily need, right? But I can also understand the fear that in the very short-term future, there is a possibility that property values may drop. And then you can't, you know, if you're limited at 80% loan-to-value to pull cash out on a home and your property value drops and now you don't have that equity to pull that cash out, you missed your opportunity for that cash, right? So right. I've had people, and my biggest question that I ask, and I don't know what question that you ask, but I'll tell you what my first question is that I ask and make them answer to help mm-hmm. get to should you or should you not is, what are you doing with the money? If somebody yep. tells me that they're doing it just for a safety net, then obviously I'm going to go into what other safety nets do you have and what money do you have where? And then we determine, is it really that important to pay interest on money that you don't really need? But I had a woman that actually called me and she said, you know, my husband's really, really busy and I'm the one at home and I'm teaching the kids school and I'm a stay-at-home mom. But it's my job to take care of the finances and I don't want to stress them out. So I need to ask you for your opinion. I really want to pull out money to go buy an investment property. Should I do that right now? And I said, well, that's a loaded question, right? Ooh. That is loaded. If I tell you you should go do it and you buy a house and the property values drop, like, you know, I'm the big turd that gave you the wrong information, right? And you shouldn't have done it. And it was right. bad advice. So, you know, what I told her was, number one, there's never a bad time to buy. There's always a bad time to sell. And we've heard Larry say that many times and when he's been on the show with us. So depending on how much that the property can rent for versus what it's mm-hmm. going to cost you to carry, if you are going to be in the positive cash flow on it, then there's never a bad time to buy. You just don't sell if the property values do drop. And you continue to let somebody else make the payments towards your future and towards your retirement, right? I said, right. But if you were asking me, Debbie, the mortgage mom, what would you do right now? I said, I already own a home, which you do, you know, because she was saying, I own a home, but we want to buy an investment. I would pull out the money while property values are at the highest that they've ever been. And I would sit on the money for about 6 to 8 months, watch mm-hmm. the market and start to see what's happening. If the market is holding steady, I'd go out there and get myself something that I'm going to get some cash flow. And if I couldn't find that, I'd pay it back. If the market does start to drop because she already owns her home, she already has her tax write-off, she already has her primary residence, her stability, then I would sit on the money longer until I felt that the market had dropped to a level that I could just start to buy. Maybe I could get two instead of one, right?
Right.
So everybody has a different scenario. Somebody calls me right now and says, and that's why I said I'm going to wrap this back around to a first-time buyer. Talking about the market, talking about where a property value is going to go. Should I buy a house? Should I refinance? Should I pull cash out? So for a buyer, somebody calls me and says, should I buy a home right now? If you don't own a home, remember this, please. There is never a bad time to buy. There is always a bad time to sell. So if you can get yourself into a payment that is affordable, and that is the most important thing to keep in mind. In 04, 5, 6, when everything was going crazy and people were buying homes and turning them over and flipping them and selling them 2 days later after they bought it and they were making 40 grand on a flip, right? Not doing anything. No renovations, no improvements, just 30 grand overnight. They were just making it and they didn't care what the payment on, you know, term was. And they didn't care what the, you know, they were going to sell it anyway and it was going to move fast and they were going to make money. Real estate yep. is not a quick thing. That was very, very weird, which is why we ended up into the crisis we were in. Real estate is for the long haul. You get into a payment that you can afford. If you are comfortable with your payment, you can afford your payment. It doesn't matter if property values drop. You have your write-off. You have your tax deduction from your property taxes. You have your tax deduction from your mortgage interest. You have stability. You have a home. You have pride of ownership. Nobody can get you out of there. And you don't have those things today. And you will probably still continue to pay the same income taxes to Uncle Sam, whether property values drop or not. So you need that write-off and you need to start somewhere. And you know what? Hey, if property values drop, fantastic. As long as you can afford your payment, you rent out your house and you go buy something bigger at a lower price if property values do drop, right? And now you've got two properties.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody's got a different answer, but should you still buy? Yeah. Should you invest? Yeah. What is the right time for you? Depends. It really depends.
Right.
But
I did actually a very similar call. A lady a bit older has never owned a house. And she gave us a call, said that she'd heard us, and finally said, I've always felt so shy and kind of thought maybe I missed my mark on buying a house. Mm-hmm. And I said, you've never missed your mark. I mean, why would you say that? So we talked through it and she just said, I just can't see renting anymore in my life.
Yeah.
But should I buy now?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. You're looking for your forever home.
Yeah.
She said, yeah. And she goes, I just want to start somewhere. So we kind of walked through what she had to do, what she needed, where she was at. And she goes, you know, what if the market drops? What if the housing market drops? I said, as long as you're happy with your payment, you can afford it, and you're happy with the house, it doesn't matter because the market always comes back. Every so time. Same thing. And, you know, she just felt like she had already missed her opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we kind of walked through and she knew exactly where she needs to be. And she's only a couple $1,000 away from where her prime area that she wants to be in to get her down payment. So she's already right there.
Right. Right. So she can do it very soon. So, yeah. And yeah. I mean, you know, I had a call this week from a gentleman as well who wanted to know if he should refinance. He just bought the property back in May. And, you know, he did a 3% or 5% down loan, and he's got mortgage insurance, and he knows interest rates have dropped a bit since he took that loan in May. And his interest rate right now is at 3.5%, which is still a great interest rate. And he does have mortgage insurance, but he doesn't have the 20% equity to get out of the mortgage insurance. You know, and he said, my girlfriend told me, if anybody can figure out how to get me out of my mortgage insurance without 20% equity, you can. And I told him, I said, it's not a matter of whether I can figure it out. It's there. It's possible. It's something that we can do. But let's talk for real about this, right?
Right.
You put the bare minimum down when you bought that house. So you don't have a ton of equity in your home right now. You just bought it. If you want to refinance to get rid of your mortgage insurance, there's two ways to do it. One, we give you a higher interest rate so that you have no Yep. mortgage insurance monthly. Or number two, you bring money into the table to buy out the mortgage insurance, which isn't cheap. Do you want to bring more cash in right now after you just did your down payment? He said, no. I said, okay, well then in the past, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, if I could have done a refinance where the payment would have been exactly the same, even if the interest rate went up, but the monthly mortgage insurance was gone, it used to make sense because mortgage insurance was not tax deductible. Well, right now, new tax laws have changed, and right now, mortgage insurance is tax deductible. So why, mm-hmm. there was literally no benefit to refinancing him. And he said, well, but what do I do if property values drop? I mean, I'm just so worried property values are going to drop. I mean, and then what? I'm stuck in this house that I just bought at a high price and I owe more on it than what it's worth. And I said, so can you afford your payment? He said, well, I mean, well, yeah. Okay. Do you love your house? Well, I mean, yeah. So what is the problem? Well, I just don't feel like I could ever get rid of mortgage insurance then, because then I would be upside down. Totally understand his thought process, right? I'd be upside down and there'd be no way to refinance and I'd never be able to get rid of the mortgage insurance. I said, let me explain to you how it works. When you take a loan, if it was a conventional loan, I said, do you have an FHA loan? He said, I don't know. Very important thing to understand when you guys call before you call us, what kind of loan do you have right now? But I said, if you have a conventional loan and you bought the house for $400,000, you need to get your loan balance down to $320,000. When you pay your loan balance down to 320, no matter what that house is worth at the time, you've paid down your 20% and mm-hmm. you have 20% equity and your mortgage insurance goes away. So if you have mortgage insurance today, you've got a 3.5% interest rate and you keep plugging away and putting money towards your house and your property value drops, you can still get rid of your mortgage insurance. So everybody is so different. I can't say that enough times. It's just understanding. By the time we were done with the conversation, he was like, oh, I feel so much better now. You know, I was really worried. What if, and everybody right now is what if, what if, what if. Everything on YouTube, like I looked up one financial you know, video about Bitcoin just because I wanted to understand it better. I'm just getting blown up by YouTube from all these different financial experts. And every time you turn the corner, it's doom and gloom. And it's like, we're hitting a crash. We're hitting a crash. We're hitting a crash. We're hitting a crash. And here me and you are doing loans. And people are outbidding the last person, and they're paying more than the last house that sold, and our appraised values are coming in low because the poor appraiser doesn't have anything to comp this house that the buyer decided to write 40 grand more than the last model match that closed on the same street. I don't know if it's coming. Nobody knows if it's coming.
No.
Will it come? Maybe. What is the chance that it will? Probably pretty good.
She's a mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Have you been thinking about buying a house and you just don't know where to get started? Do you need a referral to a real estate agent? Maybe you're in the process and you need an insurance company. Well, give me a call. I'm here to help you. It's 844-935-3634 or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Yeah, I mean, history says it's inevitable eventually that we go up, we go down. We go up, we go down. Absolutely. But when? Who knows?
Right. Absolutely. And could it happen next year? Absolutely. Is the writing on the wall that it might or that it will? Absolutely. Does that mean if you're a first-time home buyer, you shouldn't buy a house? No.
No.
You know, but that is a really big question. And I love that you brought up that scenario of the people that are thinking right now, should I refinance to pull cash out? Because if the property value drops, I will not be able to tap into the equity because I won't have it. It will be gone if property values do drop.
Right.
And the answer to that question, or the truth of that question, is that it is true. What you are thinking is very, very true. If property values drop, you don't have the equity anymore. If you tap into the equity right now and you get your cash, you have your cash. It's in your hand. What you're going to do with it and whether that's a good idea and that's something that you should or should not do, that depends on the person and the scenario and where is the money going to go and what are you going to do with it and how is it going to help you and how is it going to benefit and can you afford the new payment if you take the cash out? And those are all of the things that we're going to talk through with each individual person to make sure that it's something that you should be doing.
Right, exactly. I mean, today, you know, we're trying to get our son and his fiance to buy a house. So obviously, I think it's a great idea to buy a house.
You just
their first time home buyer. Right. I just bought mine.
Yeah.
So clearly I'm not against it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always better to own than to rent. That is 100%. And if you live in California, which the majority of our listeners do, in order to live in California, you're not in the majority of California is not in the lower income levels. You know, you're struggling, even if you're in the higher income levels, you're struggling in California. And so you need a write-off and you need to have that and you need to have somewhere that you call home. And let's face it, if property values drop, if foreclosures start to resurface, there are going to be a lot of people that do have second homes and do have investment properties that will let them go or will walk away. And you'll find that you're a renter living in a property that the bank now owns and they're kicking you out and you've got to go somewhere else. You know, again, the stability, the pride of homeownership and knowing that nobody can ever make you leave unless you mess up and don't make a payment. It is very, very important, you know, so it's just there's so many ways to look at every single different scenario and situation. And everybody's got a different reason for why they do what they do. And somebody else might think that, you know what, they're just going to sit and they're going to wait. And that's OK, too. Everybody's got, you know, their own opinion of what they want to do. But if you're out there listening, you want to talk about you want to talk about your scenario. Should you buy? What can you buy? How much can you afford? Should you refinance? Should you pull cash out? Should you tap into that equity now? All you have to do is give us a call, get on my calendar. We're going to talk one-on-one. I'm back. I'm at the office every single day. 30 days is over. The house is almost done. I've got only a couple days left. So you're going to get me. You're going to get me one-on-one and we're going to talk. So just give us a call. Call the office. It's 844-935-3634. 3-4. That is the best way to get on the calendar and to give us a call. You guys can always go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com. We've got tons of stuff there. You can put in an inquiry right through the website. You can send me an email. Do everything you want to do right at mortgagemomradio.com. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. You're watching us live on YouTube every Wednesday. We're live at 5. We're loving this. We want you guys to ask us your questions. We want you to put them into the feed. That's what makes the show. We want the feedback. It's really great to get that feedback from people, especially when we're right in the moment. You get to watch us, you know, answer the question and do it Johnny on the spot and understand that we do actually know what we're talking about. None of this is written down. None of it's rehearsed. And I don't even know what I'm going to talk about until the actual show starts. Like, it just, whatever's in my brain that minute is where we go with the show that week. It is what you get. It's the real deal. But I know we're at the end of the hour. Is there anything that you want to say, Heidi, that you want to make sure people are thinking or listening? Or,
you know, I just say I love the calls that randomly I do get, that the people say, well, I've been wanting to ask this for so long and I just didn't want to feel stupid, so I heard you guys and I called. I love those because we get to educate people. So don't ever feel stupid. Make the phone call, send the email. We love answering the questions, especially Debbie.
I do.
We love to be able to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Matt, you look like you got something for us.
Yep. Couple last second questions.
Sure.
Or not questions, comments. Soul YW said, very informative as always. Thank you. And Tammy on Facebook said, Denise is forever grateful for all of your help with her home purchase.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, we did a loan for her sister, Denise, and she is just the most amazing woman, I swear. And so is Tammy, obviously. But and thank you so much. How does he say it? It's Saul what?
You know, I'm not sure. It's a screen name. It's SOLEYW.
Oh, Soul Wyoming. I don't know. I'm making it up. I don't know. But hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate all the comments, guys. And we do want your questions. We want you to put them in the feed. We want you to ask them. If you guys are listening to us on Saturday morning on Go Country, we are pre-recorded, obviously. So if you want to get it in on the live, you got to watch us Wednesdays on YouTube at 5.
I apologize. I have a correction right here. It is Sole.
Sole. I love it. Awesome.
I was close.
You were close. All right, you guys. I hope everybody out there has a fantastic weekend. We're around. Give us a call. We will get you. You guys will get on the calendar. It's 844-935-3634. If Matt's not answering the phone, my call services, no matter what, they've all got a copy of my calendar, and they can get you guys all set up and ready to go to talk to me next week. So it's 844-935-3634. 3634. And stay tuned for the Brothers on Law. I remembered. I did it again. All right. You guys all have a fantastic day, fantastic evening if you're watching us Wednesday, and a fantastic weekend if you guys are listening Saturday mornings.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom. She's a mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Interest rates are really low right now, and you know how you could take advantage? Well, get into a shorter term mortgage. If you could get the same payment that you have right now today, but you could cut some time off of that mortgage, what better way to look into your financial future? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's go over your scenario together. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can contact me right through the website, and I will give you a call.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.